All right, everybody, welcome to another deep dive.
Yeah, hey, everyone.
Today, we are going to be taking a look at how to add new users to Inspire One.
It's an important one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a team, you need to be able to manage them. And Inspire One gives you the tools to do that. But we got to learn how to use them.
Well, and, you know, it's one of those things that in any system,
right,
being able to manage users effectively is just critical.
Yeah.
For security, for efficiency, just everything.
Exactly. So the source material that we have today is actually a really cool audio guide that walks us through this process of adding a new user. So we're going to be following along with that and unpacking it a little bit.
Awesome.
So jumping right in, the first thing that the guide tells us to do is we need to go to settings and then click on the staff tab.
Okay. Makes sense.
So this is where you're going to find the list of all of the existing users on the platform.
Right. So like your home base for managing your users.
Exactly. So from here.
So a VIP list.
Yeah, exactly. So from here, we want to click on add new staff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to bring us to a form where we can enter in all the details for our shiny new user.
Gotcha.
Now the guide highlights a few required fields for us.
Okay.
And these are pretty standard. So we've got first name, last name, email address, and then an initial password.
All very important.
Yeah, absolutely. This is essentially their digital key.
Yeah, and this is where that security element comes in.
Right.
Because you're creating those login credentials that are protecting the system from unauthorized access.
Yeah, and actually, you know, it's interesting you say that because right below that, there is this very important little checkbox that the guide calls out.
Okay.
That says, force password reset on first login.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, so this is a nice little security feature.
Extra layer of protection.
Exactly. So, you know, maybe you've pre-populated their information and given them a temporary password.
Yeah.
That they need to change right away just as that extra precaution.
Exactly.
So moving on, one of the coolest things about Inspire One that I think really sets it apart is the property access control.
Yes.
So this is where things get really granular in terms of permissions.
Yeah, you can really control who sees what.
Exactly. So you can say, you know, this user is only allowed to see data for these specific properties.
Right, which is essential in a lot of cases.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if you're dealing with any kind of sensitive information.
For sure.
You don't want to be giving, you know, a new intern access to your financial data, for example.
Absolutely not.
So property access control is a lifesaver.
It is.
In addition to that, we've also got department organization.
Oh, nice.
So this is super helpful when your team starts to grow.
I bet.
You know, you can group users together based on their roles or departments, and it just makes it so much easier to manage everybody.
So it's almost like color coding your files.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great way to visualize it.
I like it.
So speaking of different roles, let's talk about account types.
Ooh, fun.
The guide lays out three main types for us.
Okay.
So first up, we've got the admins.
Those are the big dogs.
Yeah. These are the all-powerful users.
They've got the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah. They can add new users. They can control settings, basically run the entire system.
Right.
Then we have the managers.
Okay.
So these are typically the users who are responsible for things like email marketing.
Makes sense.
So they'll be creating and sending out those campaigns and tracking results.
Got it.
And finally, we have staff accounts.
Okay.
So these are the folks who are typically on the front lines communicating with guests.
So handling the day-to-day.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So each role has its own unique set of permissions. And that really helps to streamline the workflow because everybody knows what they're responsible for and everybody can access the tools that they need.
It all works together.
Yeah.
I love it.
So once you've entered in all this information, the guide reminds us to double-check everything.
Always a good idea.
Yes, always. Because, you know, it's easy to make a mistake.
Oh, yeah. A typo here, a wrong selection there, and you could be in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So once you're sure that everything is accurate, you hit that submit button, and voila, you've got a new user.
Awesome.
So we've walked through all the steps.
Yeah.
We've looked at the different features of the system.
Yeah, we've done it.
Now, I want to put you in the driver's seat for a minute.
Okay.
Let's say you were designing the next version of Inspire One. What features or controls would you add to the user management system?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Are there any challenges that you've faced in the past that you think could be addressed with a new feature or a different approach? Something to think about.
I'll have to ponder that one.
Yeah, you know, I think this whole process of adding new users really highlights the importance of user management in any system.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just about clicking buttons.
Yeah.
It's about understanding why those buttons exist,
right,
and how they contribute to a more secure and efficient operation.
And I think that's what makes this deep dive so valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So there you have it, folks. Everything you need to know to master user management in Inspire 1.
Go forth and conquer.
Until next time.
See ya.